Track 9. Revising Comfort Zones.
It's important to understand the power of comfort zones and how to alter them. It's funny we even call them comfort zones. They really should be called what we are willing to accept zones. Comfort zones start to appear as far back as grade school. For example, in fourth grade, the teacher may assign a composition on the flag, due Friday. The first question we knew to ask was, how many words does it have to be? As we get older, they become more customized, depending on the expectations of yourself that develop. You may walk into the first day of ninth grade history class and ask yourself, I wonder what it takes to get a C in this class. So we learn at a very young age to calculate what our minimum requirements are to complete a task at the lowest level we are willing to accept. Now, as we get older, it becomes politically incorrect to verbally ask minimum requirement questions. But we have minimum requirements calculated in our mind. By the time we become adults, we have jobs, we have families, we have health issues, we have a lot of responsibilities. So we have both consciously and unconsciously figured out in every area of our lives what the minimum amount is we need to do to keep the kids happy, to keep your spouse happy, to keep the boss happy, to keep the sales at a certain level. Now, a lot of folks may think that's just human nature, but there is a clear underlying danger in following this so-called natural path. When the minimum you must do becomes the maximum that you are willing to do, the sum of your life is mediocrity. That's how we lose a great portion of our personal potential. We end up underutilizing our talents and abilities and miss the opportunity to develop more effective personal attributes. Once we maximize our time and effort, we tend to develop routines that keep us producing results at the same level and drastically slow down continuous improvement in our achievements and accomplishments. When we max out on how much time and effort we can afford to invest into a particular area of our life, we need to be able to move our comfort zones to the next level. That will enable us to adjust techniques, attitudes, and habits that contribute to things like our time effectiveness, organizational skills, design ideas, and creativity. The ability to move comfort zones forward will direct us to what attributes that need to be recalibrated to eventually synchronize ourselves and our activities to the new level of achievement. Another natural occurrence in productivity is that we have stronger times and weaker times. We have successful weeks followed by not so successful weeks. We have good months followed by not so good months. But over a period of time, we tend to keep the same average. This is how we become stuck in a productivity limbo. A good metaphor to visualize as the way comfort zones are revised is a person walking up a flight of stairs working a yo-yo. The yo-yo represents the natural tendency that we have to have more effective times than others. The height of the yo-yo represents the actual overall quality of our results. We're halfway up the steps, the low point of the yo-yo was actually a high point a few steps back. So to put it into perspective, a good sales month in February may be a mediocre month in July. And that same level of productivity may feel very uncomfortable in November. When we understand how to continue on this progressive path, we can, at will, improve our productivity and the quality of our life.